USA Radio News with John Hunt.
COVID-19 is spreading across the United States faster than any point in the pandemic, and the number of new cases is accelerating throughout the month of July. The U.S. coronavirus count, which now is over 3,500,000, has increased by almost a quarter since June 30th, when the surging counts in California, Florida, Texas, and Arizona pushed the daily counts to new highs. Miami is now the new epicenter for the coronavirus. Before July 1st, the country had never seen a day in which 50,000 new coronavirus cases had been confirmed. Since that day, the record has been surpassed 11 of 16 days. The story is similar in many states. 22 states plus Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands had at least one record day of new coronavirus cases since July 1st. Alaska is now leading the pack, having set new daily records 7 times this month. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is suing Atlanta to block the city from enforcing its mandate to wear a mask in public and other rules related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Kemp and Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr filed a suit in state court in Atlanta that argue Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has overstepped her authority and must obey Kemp's executive orders under state law. Kemp clarified his executive orders to expressly block Atlanta and at least 14 other local governments across the state from requiring people to wear face coverings. The Twitter accounts of Barack Obama, Jeff Bezos, Joe Biden, Elon Musk, and many other high-profile people and companies became part of the most visible cyber scam in the Internet's history. Suspected Bitcoin scammers grabbed control of accounts belonging to the rich and famous for more than 2 hours and tricked at least a few hundred people into transferring the cryptocurrency. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey weighed in by saying, "It was a tough day at Twitter. We all feel terrible this happened. The FBI is also investigating the incident." This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With the latest on the political party conventions, here's USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Next month's Republican National Convention in Jacksonville, Florida, is going to be scaled back now because of the surging coronavirus in that state. President Trump had moved the event from Charlotte, North Carolina to Jacksonville after a dispute with North Carolina's governor over social distancing requirements there. The scaled back convention in Jacksonville will now likely result in fewer speeches, smaller crowds, and the use of both indoor and outdoor venues. Meanwhile, the city of Milwaukee is still going to spend about $40 million on the Democratic National Convention, despite the fact most of that event is not now going to happen in Milwaukee. Mayor Tom Barrett saying that the city is going to need to provide security and logistics for the portions of the convention that do happen in the city. I'm Chris Barnes.
An NFLPA database is showing that 72 NFL players are already known to have tested positive for the coronavirus. And the NFL and Players Association is continuing to negotiate rules under which training camps can begin later this month, and the regular season can begin in September. The union is trying to make sure its members are kept up to date on the presence of the virus around the country and in their specific communities. Now, that number is difficult to put into context because not even one-third of the players in the league have been tested. Training camp is set to start for most teams on July 28th. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.